由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
亲爱朋友，你好，好高兴你收听今日嘅节目。
Welcome to this broadcast on the life of Moses.
欢迎你收听呢一个系有关于摩西生平嘅节目。
In the last message, I told you that each of the plagues corresponds to one of the ancient Egyptian gods.
喺上集嘅节目里边，我曾经讲过，降喺埃及嘅十个灾祸同古埃及所拜嘅十个假神系互相对应嘅。
And today we're going to look at these.
我哋今日咧就要一齐嚟睇睇佢哋之间嘅关系啦。
Let's look at the first plague.
首先我哋睇一睇第一灾啊。
It was God's judgment against the waters of Egypt.
呢个咧系神针对埃及河流嘅审判。
Aaron lifted his rod and smote the water, and the water turned into blood.
亚伦系举起手中嘅杖，击打河里边嘅水，河里边嘅水咧就变成血啦。
And the fish died, and the river stank.
河里边嘅鱼都死咗，而条河咧亦都系变得又腥又臭嘅。
Egypt owes its very life to the River Nile.
埃及人都系靠尼罗河为生嘅。
If the River Nile dries up, 99% of the population of Egypt will die within days.
如果尼罗河嘅水干咗，咁99%嘅埃及人喺几日之内咧都会死嘅。
From the Nile came the water for irrigation.
尼罗河系灌溉农田嘅水源。
The River Nile was the primary means of transportation.
尼罗河系主要嘅交通水道。
From the Nile came the fertile topsoil.
尼罗河带来了肥沃的土壤。
The Nile was the key to life.
尼罗河是埃及人的命脉来的。
You take it away and there will be no life.
没了尼罗河就没有生命了。
Osiris or the chief gods of Egypt.
奥西里斯是埃及最重要的神。
He was first and foremost the god of the Nile.
亦即是尼罗河的神是首要的神。
Offerings were made to the gods of the Nile.
啲人咧就献祭俾呢一个嘅尼罗河嘅神啦。
Human sacrifices were offered to the gods of the Nile.
佢哋咧仲以人系做祭物献俾尼罗河神。
Priests bowed and worshipped the gods of the Nile.
祭司向住尼罗河神咧系行礼同埋敬拜。
And now the divine Nile.Which is the source of life became the source of death.
神圣嘅尼罗河本来咧系生命之源，但系现在咧却系变成咗死亡之源啦。
This plague lasted for 7 days.
呢一个灾咧系持续咗七日嘅。
But in Exodus chapter 7 verse 22,
但系出埃及记嘅7:22嗰度话
，that the heart of Pharaoh was hardened.
话法老嘅心里刚硬
，and he refused to let the people go。
佢唔准以色列民离开。
So secondly comes the plague of the frogs。
于是神就降下第二灾，亦即系青蛙之灾啦。
Aaron stretched his hand, and millions of frogs took over the country。
亚伦伸出手中嘅杖，千千万万只青蛙就遮满咗全埃及地。
Ancient Egyptians worshipped the goddess Hecate.
古代埃及人呢是拜赫卡女神的。
Hecate was always pictured with a normal head and a body of a frog.
赫卡的神像是由人头和青蛙的身组合而成的。
Hecate the frog was considered to be the goddess of fertility.
据说蛙神赫卡呢是管生育的神。
God gave them frogs until frogs were literally coming out of their ears.
神呢令到好多嘅青蛙出现，甚至呢系爬入人嘅耳里边。
They baked their bread with frogs in it.
佢哋烤嘅面包盘里边有青蛙。
They drank their water with frogs in it.
他们饮的水里面有青蛙。
They slept in beds that were covered with frogs.
他们睡觉的床上面也是布满了青蛙的。
Here is the irony.
但是令人啼笑皆非的就是
Ancient Egyptians could not kill frogs.
古代的埃及人是不能够杀死青蛙的。
For how can they kill the goddess of fertility?
他们会觉得怎能够将掌管生育的女神杀了呢？
But here is something really funny.
最可笑的就是
Pharaoh turns to his magicians and asks them, Can you do this?
法老就问那些行法术的人，就问他们，你能不能够这样做到呢？
Oh yes, they said, they can make more frogs.
他们说可以啊，于是呢就叫了更多的青蛙出现了。
But one thing they did not need was more frogs.
但问题是他们不需要更多的青蛙了。
But the magicians could not get rid of the frogs.
但是这些行法术的巫师却是不能够驱除青蛙的。
Only God can.
唯有神能够。
In Exodus 8:8, Pharaoh said to Moses,
出埃及记八章八节，法老对摩西说，
Entreat your God to get rid of the frogs and I will let you go.
请你们求耶和华使这些青蛙离开，我就容许百姓走。
But when God answered the request,
但是当神答应了他们的要求，
Pharaoh refused to let them go.
法老却是不肯让他们离开。
So came the third plague of the flies or the lice.
于是神就降下第三灾，亦即是虱子的灾或者是跳蚤的灾。
The Bible indicates that this was a form of sand fly that dug deep beneath the skin and caused itching and pain.
圣经指出这个呢是尘土里面一种会飞的小昆虫，会钻入人的皮肤里面，引起呢痕痒和疼痛的。
This was a judgment upon the earth god Gib.
这个呢是针对土地神基伯的审判。
The fertile land of Egypt that was worshipped was now producing insects and swarms of flies.
他们所崇拜的埃及肥沃的土地，现在就生出了成群的虱子或者是跳蚤了。
This defiled their bodies and prevented the priests from practicing their pagan rituals.
这些小昆虫是污染了他们的身体，以致那些祭司不能够主持偶像崇拜的仪式了。
Still, Pharaoh refused to let them go.
但是法老的心仍然刚硬，不给以色列人离开。
So comes the fourth plague.
于是就来了第四灾了。
This plague is another insect that was very special to the Egyptians in their worship.
这个灾和另一种昆虫有关的，在埃及人所拜的神里面也是很特殊的一种神。
The ancient Egyptians worshipped the beetle.
古代埃及人呢是拜一种的甲虫，在中文翻译里面呢就是苍蝇了。
And God said, I'll give you enough beetle to make you sick.
神说我要给你们有够多的苍蝇，直到你们觉得是很呕心为止。
But when they got over the supply of beetles, still Pharaoh refused to surrender.
但是当他们渡过了苍蝇之灾，法老呢仍然是拒绝降服的。
Which brought about the fifth plague.
跟着就来了第五灾。
This was against the cattle of the land.
这个呢是针对牲畜的灾。
Ancient Egyptians venerated animals.
古代的埃及人是崇拜动物的。
One of the most popular religious cults was the cult of Apis, the bull god.
最流行的邪教之一就是拜牛神亚比斯。
In many shrines, you would find a sacred bull.
在很多的庙里面都有一只圣牛的。
In fact, dead bulls were given elaborate burials in a vault at Saqqara near Memphis.
这些牛死了之后都有很风光隆重的葬礼，他们都被埋在曼菲斯附近的塞加拉墓穴里面。
Many of the people of God in Egypt belonged to that cult.
埃及很多拜神的人呢都属于这一派的邪教的。
And that is why when Moses went up to the mountains in Sinai Desert,
所以当摩西上西乃山的时候,
and most of his people thought he would never come back,
大部分人都认为他不会回来的时候,
so they asked Aaron to make a golden calf in the image of Apis.
他们呢就要求亚伦是制造一只金牛犊代表亚比斯牛神了。
They said, "This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of Egypt."
他们说以色列啊，这个是领你们出埃及的神。
It's against this depraved religious system that God's judgment came.
神要对付这个败坏的宗教，于是就降下灾祸去审判他们了。
Still, Pharaoh's heart was hardened.
但是法老的心是仍然刚硬的。
Which brings us to the sixth plague.
让我们来看看第六个灾。
The sixth plague was the plague of boils and ulcers.
第六灾就是生疮和溃烂。
Exodus chapter 9 verses 10 to 12 tells us.
出埃及记九章十至到十二节告诉我们。
That Moses and Aaron took ashes of a furnace and stood before Pharaoh.
摩西亚伦拿了些炉灰就站在法老面前。
They sprinkled the ashes toward heaven and they became boils.
他们向天扬起那些灰就在人身上和畜生的身上是生了一些起泡的疮。
Nothing would cure these boils in the skin of ancient Egyptians.
在古埃及人身上的疮是没有药可以医到的。
Boils covered their faces and their whole bodies.
他们的面上边、身上边都生满了疮。
So much so that the magicians could not appear before Moses because of the boils.
连那些行法术的术士都有这些疮，不能够站在摩西面前。
The irony is this.
令人觉得讽刺的是，
It was customary in ancient Egypt.For the ashes of sacrifices to be sprinkled into the air above the worshipper.
按照古埃及的习俗，将香灰撒在那些拜假神的人身上。
And all who have ashes fall upon them counted that a blessing.
香灰落在哪个人身上，他就认为自己是得到那些假神的赐福了。
But now, in the hands of Moses, the ashes of blessings have become the ashes of a curse.
但是在摩西的手里面，祈福的香灰成为了带来咒诅的炉灰。
Egyptians and Egyptian gods were known for being skilled in medicine.
埃及人和埃及的神都是以高明的医术著称的。
But these gods are impotent before Jehovah God.
但是这些假神在耶和华神面前就变得很无能了。
But Pharaoh still hardened his heart.
但是法老的心依然刚硬。
Which brings me to the seventh plague, which was an extraordinary phenomena.
现在我要讲第七灾，这个是很奇特的自然现象。
It rarely rains in Egypt.
在埃及很少落雨的。
So to get lightning and hail sends horror in the hearts of both people and beasts.
所以闪电、打雷、下冰雹，令到百姓和牲畜都会很惊恐的。
With this plague comes a turning of people against Pharaoh.
这个的灾祸引起了老百姓对法老的抗议。
Moses warned the people that every animal left in the field will be killed by the hail.
摩西警告百姓，如果将那些牲畜留在田地里面，都会被冰雹打死的。
But those who believed the words of the Lord, even among the Egyptians, their animal would survive.
凡是相信神的话，即使是埃及人，他们的牲畜都是会安全的。
But those who had faith in the sky gods, they were devastated.
但是那些相信天神的人，他们呢，都是很悲惨的。
And when hope is shattered and expectations are not met, anger would follow.
当一切的希望都破灭了， 愤怒呢就随之而来了。
Horus, the god of the atmosphere.
天空之神荷鲁斯。
And Nut, the sky goddess.
女的天神阿乱特。
Proved ineffective in the face of the power of Jehovah.
在耶和华的大能面前都是毫无作为的。
Then comes the eighth plague, the invasion of the locusts.
之后是第八灾，是蝗虫之灾。
The locusts devoured everything left in the field after the devastation caused by hail.
蝗虫将冰雹之灾之后的幸存的农作物都吃清晒了。
In Exodus chapter 10 and verse 7,
出埃及记第十章第七节。
The country's leaders pleaded with Pharaoh to let the Hebrews go.
埃及的长官都来请求法老让希伯来人离开。
But when Pharaoh attempted to bargain with Moses, he discovered that God does not bargain.
但是当法老想要同摩西讲条件的时候，他发现神是不会同他讨价还价的。
Moses left the palace while the locusts consumed everything in sight.
当摩西离开王宫的时候，蝗虫将所有可以吃的都吃晒。
Nepri, the god of the grains.
埃及的稻谷神尼普拉。
Anubis, the guardian god of the fields.
田地的守护神阿尼巴斯。
Min, the deity of the harvest and crops.
掌管农作物的敏尼。
All these gods had now joined the list of false gods that were defeated and destroyed by Yahweh.
这些的神都被列入是被耶和华击败的假神行列里面。
Finally, the ninth plague comes swiftly and unexpectedly.
跟住第九灾就迅雷不及掩耳咁样嚟到啦。
And this was the most significant of all in terms of the Egyptian false gods.
在神对付埃及所有假神里面，呢一灾所对付嘅神系最显著嘅。
For 3 days, a dense darkness fell upon the land.
埃及遍地黑暗无光，足足有三日咁耐。
The stars were gone and the moon did not shine.
月光同埋星光都消失咗啦。
And in Exodus chapter 10 verses 21 to 23,
喺出埃及记十章廿一至到廿三节。
We read of the most devastating plague of all, the disappearance of Ra.
我哋睇到令到埃及人最难受嘅灾祸，亦即系日神嘅消失啦。
Ra, the beloved sun god, had been obliterated.
他们所爱戴的日神竟然是消声匿迹。
The noon hour was blacker than midnight.
正午时分比午夜是更加漆黑的。
The people were forced to sit still for 3 days.
有三日这么久的时间，人们是被迫坐在自己的地方。
They could not move.
他们不能够行动。
They could not eat.
不能够饮食。
They could not see each other.
彼此亦都看不见对方。
And Pharaoh the sun worship discovered that the sun is no match for the sun maker.
敬拜日神的法老就发现太阳是不能够和创造太阳的创造主抗争的。
Finally, Pharaoh said to Moses,
最后法老就对摩西讲了，
Get out of here. If you see my face again, you'll be a dead man.
他说，你离开我去吧，不要再见我的面，因为你见我面的那日，你就必死。
Exodus chapter 10, verse 29, Moses said,
出埃及记十章廿九节，摩西这样跟法老讲，
You said it well, I will not see your face again.
他说，你说得好，我必不再见你的面了。
First it was the river.
首先就是河流。
Then the land.
之后是土地。
Then finally the sky.
最后是天空。
Again and again, God reminded them that He is the maker of all things.
神一而再、再而三咁样去提醒佢哋，神先至系万物嘅创造主。
And He is the one to be worshipped and adored.
我哋系应该唯独尊崇敬拜佢嘅。
Not His creation.
唔系去拜嗰啲受造之物。
not his blessings，
唔系拜佢所赐嘅福分
，not his gifts，
亦都唔系拜佢所赐嘅恩典。
My listening friends, please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听我跟住要讲的。
There are two lessons here that I pray that will be imprinted indelibly upon your heart.
我祈求神，让我们学习两个功课，并且在你的心里面是留下不可磨灭的印象。
First of all,
第一个的功课就是
God detests cheap repentance.
神是厌恶廉价的悔改的。
God detests temporary change of heart.
神痛恨短暂的回心转意。
God detests transitory change of character.
神讨厌朝三暮四，心智不坚。
After each plague, from the frogs to the darkness, Pharaoh promised to repent.
从蛙灾到黑暗之灾，每一个灾祸之后，法老都应承要去悔改。
And yet, as soon as God answered Moses' prayer, Pharaoh went back to his old ways.
但是每当神应允摩西的祷告，解除了灾难之后，法老就立刻固态复萌了。
True repentance is not just out of fear of the consequences of sin.
真诚的悔改并不是出于恐惧犯罪的后果的。
It is out of love for the one who has been offended.
而是因为我们对所得罪的那一位的爱。
So much of our repentance is like that of Pharaoh.
很多时候我们的悔改就好像法老的悔改一样。
We only do it when we want something from God.
只是因为我们对神有所求才这样做。
So many of our cries to God are like that of Pharaoh's.
很多时我们的呼求就好像法老的呼求一样。
Get me out of this and I'll be good.
救我脱离这个困境，我就会乖乖听话的了。
Bless me and I'll change my ways.
赐福给我，我就会改过自身的了。
Do this and I'll do that.
你先做这样，我就会做那样。
This is a very dangerous thing to do.
这个想法是极其危险的。
When you are truly in love with God, you want to please Him.
如果你是真正爱神的话，你会好想去讨神的喜悦。
And when you become aware that you have offended Him and displeased Him, you grieve over offending Him.
一旦你察觉自己是得罪了神，做了祂不喜悦的事，你就会忧伤痛悔。
The second thing I want to tell you is this.
第二样功课我想同你分享嘅咧，就系
Moses was given a variety of options.
摩西有各种各样嘅选择
，but he insisted on what God wanted instead of what he could have settled for.
但系佢坚持神嘅意愿，而唔系按照佢自己嘅方式、自己嘅方法去处理。
It is a well-known fact in negotiation.
大家咧都知道有一种嘅谈判嘅手法。
That you start by asking for the whole loaf.
就是一开始的时候呢，先提出加倍的要求。
So at the end of the day, you will settle for the half, which really what you wanted to begin with.
最后呢，对方就让步一半啦。咁呢，其实那个结果呢，先至是你真正的目的来的。
This may be okay in negotiation.
这个在谈判的时候或者是行得通的。
But negotiation is not part of God's vocabulary.
但是神却是不会同人去谈判，不会同人去妥协的。
In Exodus chapter 8 verse 25, Pharaoh said, "Sacrifice to your God here in Egypt."
出埃及记八章二十五节嗰度，法老话：你们去，在这地祭祀你们的神吧。
But Moses said,
但是摩西就话了。
God said to go for 3 days and 3 nights journey, and there we sacrifice.
他说，我们要往旷野去走3天的路程，照着耶和华我们神所要吩咐我们的祭祀他。
In Exodus 8:28, Pharaoh answered,
出埃及记嘅八章二十八节，法老就咁样回答啦。
Go but not too far。
我容你们去，只是不要走得很远。
But Moses remembered God's instructions。
但系摩西谨记神嘅吩咐。
And he told Pharaoh, No, 3 days and 3 nights. That's what God said。
佢就对法老讲，唔系啊，神讲过系要行三日三夜嘅路程嘅。
No bargaining，
系绝对冇得妥协，亦都冇得讨价还价嘅。
My listening friends, listen carefully as we are getting ready to conclude.
亲爱的朋友，我就来呢要结束今日的讯息了，请留心听我跟着要讲的。
Negotiation with God is an indication of a hard heart.
同神讨价还价就表示心里面是仍然刚硬了。
And that is why Pharaoh's heart was hardened.
所以法老的心是一直都是很刚硬的。
We read that God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
我哋睇见圣经话神使法老嘅心刚硬。
What does that mean?
究竟系咩意思呢
？As if God is saying, "You worship frogs. Here are more frogs you worship."
神嘅意思系你要拜青蛙嘛？好，我就俾你更加多嘅青蛙，等你拜个够。
In the same way, God would say to each of us.
同样，神对我哋每一个人讲。
You have decided to renege on your promises.
你是不是决定对我背信食言呢
？You decided to ignore my commands.
你是不是决定漠视我的诫命呢
？You decided to be in control of your life.
你是不是决定以自我掌控你的人生呢
？You have decided to do things your way.
你是不是想做就去做，我行我素呢
？And I'll now help you fulfill your desire.
好。我就成全你啦。
I'll give you what you want in abundance.
我会十足嘅俾你所有你要嘅嘢。
Be careful, my listening friends, in the area of your obedience to God.
亲爱朋友，当你要信服神嘅时候，你一定要谨慎。
A smorgasbord obedience or temporary obedience will not honor God.
大杂烩式嘅信服，又或者系暂时嘅信服，都唔能够荣耀神。
That is why Paul tells us in Romans 2:4.
所以保罗喺罗马书二章四节嗰度话俾我哋听。
Do not take God's mercy for granted.
唔好藐视神丰富嘅恩赐。
Do not let God's patience with you send you to an ego trip of thinking that you can get away with things.
唔好以为神宽容你就可以自高自大任意妄为。
No one can get away from God.
冇人能够逃得过神嘅审判。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下集再会。